actually going in order.
That's why I'm asking.
Case number four, 22-870. Good morning, everyone.
I believe the officer needs to be sworn in, if you wouldn't mind, you're right, late from traffic.
Oh, you're here? Okay.
Okay.
I was looking for you in CSO. Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for confirming. Counsel, can you identify yourself again for the record as well as your witness?
I can. Attorney Jennifer Miller for the issuing authority.
Officer Patrick Touch, grade 4, police department.
Can you spell your last name, officer?
T-U-T-H-S.
Hold on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Patrick Tutz, T-U-T-H-S.
Got it.
Thank you. What? Did you stand up, take the oath?
You didn't take the oath?
You did not.
Oh, thank you for catching it.
I think you came in a little bit later.
At the beginning, did you do this part?
No.
Okay. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you will give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Colonel. Okay, Attorney Miller, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, please. This matter presents a question of suitability. The appellant was driving while intoxicated and rear-ended another vehicle, causing serious physical injury to one of the occupants. Rather than stop and render aid or call the police, the appellant fled the scene. He continued to drive his vehicle home despite the fact that both of the front airbags were deployed from the impact of the accident. When the police made contact with the appellant, they located a magazine in his jacket. Police also found a firearm on the driver's side floorboard next to a nearly empty bottle of liquor. The firearm was loaded with a round in the chamber. Further investigation also revealed a backpack in the backseat of the vehicle, which contained the upper and the lower receivers for a firearm, as well as loaded magazines in that bag. This appellant's actions of driving drunk with a loaded firearm at his feet, hitting another vehicle, fleeing the scene demonstrates both a lack of serious lack of judgment and a complete disregard for his own safety and the safety of others. Under those circumstances, the issuing authority asserts the appellant is unsuitable to have a firearms permit. I would also note for the record that those felony charges pending from this incident are still pending. Thank you.
Sir, I see you have a court date on the 28th of this month.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you intend to testify today?
Yes, ma'am, on my behalf of the truth.
Okay. Did you speak to an attorney about testifying today?
No. I do have an attorney. If I would have known, I would have probably contacted her to come and speak for me.
Okay. So you weren't, if you didn't take the oath, you weren't here for the opening part. This is a public hearing. So in your underlying criminal matter, the state would have access to anything you say here. And the Fifth Amendment, you may have a Fifth Amendment privilege here. Did you want to call your attorney before you speak? Because anything you say here can be used against you in your criminal case.
Yes, ma'am.
You would like to step out and speak to your attorney?
She's not here, but I...
Do you want to make a phone call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll pass this while he attempts to talk to his attorney.